So what makes it feel like Christmas for you? You know, I've noticed that you can have all the Christmas trappings going on. You know, things are decorated, the music is playing, there are cookies around, families gathered, and you may or may not feel like Christmas on any given year. For me, this year, it was listening to O Magnum Mysterium. I just really hadn't been feeling it much, been too busy getting ready for it to sort of get in the spirit. And then Brian put on a gorgeous recording of O Magnum Mysterium, which means, O great mystery and wonderful sacrament, that animals should see the newborn Lord lying in a manger. And suddenly, as I was listening, Christmas happened. Beauty, awe, wonder. I found myself in tears at the profound and beautiful truth of it. A few days ago, I saw a video of a nativity scene with children. You know, kind of classic setup. They've got the creche there, and they're all in their little robes, and Mary's dressed in blue, and they're all gathered around the manger. And there was a little girl there, not Mary. I'm not quite sure what her role was. She might have been an angel. She might have been a shepherd. I'm not sure. Wasn't clear from the costume. But she was standing right near the manger and just a little bit into this scene, she leaned over the manger, picked up the baby Jesus, held him in her arms and stood there and started just, you know, rocking and swaying. Well, Mary watched for a little bit and then moved to intervene. And she kind of went over to the girl and took Jesus away and put him back in the manger where he belonged. Well, the first little girl watched for a minute till everybody had sort of settled back into their places. Then she went over to the manger again and picked up baby Jesus again, started rocking and swaying. Mary, at this point, was getting a little disturbed with the whole thing. And so she came around and she started trying to grab baby Jesus away again. But the first girl had gotten wise and kept dodging, you know. Pretty soon, Mary was reaching over the top of the girl, and it started looking like, you know, professional wrestling. And finally, the adults had to intervene as general hilarity was heard out in the audience. It strikes me on reflection that that whole scene was just as much the truth of Christmas as O Magnum Mysterium. And not just because children are so joyful at Christmas and it's fun to watch them and see their wonder and their reactions to it all, but because Jesus comes to us as a human child, whom I'm sure did childlike things. Who knows, may even have gotten in a wrestling match over a doll. And Jesus comes to us in the fullness of our humanity, not just in our wonder and awe, but in our competition and quarreling, to all the places in us where we need to learn and grow. Jesus comes to us as one of us, just as we are. There's an Advent prayer that we use sometimes at Tizay services. Come down, come in, come among us. Into our joys and celebrations, into our homes and to our loved ones, into our work and our achievements, come, Lord. Come down, come in, come among us. Into our world of darkness, into our places of strife, into our troubles and weakness, come, Lord. Come down, come in, come among us. To those who are in need, to those who are in sickness, to those who are in despair, come, Lord. Come down, come in, come among us. I've been reflecting on that prayer as I think about all the different places that the people I know and love are in. some who are in great joy, some who are in deep despair. My friend Kyle Fever is having a very complicated Christmas this year. His daughter Jaya, his 18-year-old daughter, was in a car accident. She had a traumatic brain injury. And they're waiting for her to wake up. There are some encouraging signs. But Kyle and Laura, Jaya's mother, don't yet know how much of Jaya's personality is still there, how much of her beautiful giftedness. She's an artist. They don't know what recovery will look like for her. They're hoping that she will wake up. I've been following them on Caring Bridge, and Kyle posted a couple of days ago about a song that speaks to him at this moment. It's a song called Labor of Love by Andrew Peterson. And he said, it's a powerful song about the labor of pain and love that Mary endured. And the lyrics go like this. It was not a silent night. There was blood on the ground. You could hear a woman cry in the alleyways that night on the streets of David's town. And the stable was not clean, and the cobblestones were cold. And little Mary, full of grace, with the tears upon her face, had no mother's hand to hold. It was a labor of pain. It was a cold sky above. But for the girl on the ground in the dark, with every beat of her beautiful heart, it was a labor of love. Noble Joseph by her side, calloused hands and weary eyes. There were no midwives to be found on the streets of David's town in the middle of the night. So he held her, and he prayed. Shafts of moonlight on his face. But the baby in her womb, he was the maker of the moon. He was the author of the faith that could make the mountains move. It was a labor of pain. It was a cold sky above. But for the girl on the ground in the dark, with every beat of her beautiful heart, it was a labor of love. For little Mary, full of grace, with the tears upon her face, it was a labor of love. Kyle said about the song and about Mary's labor, it was precisely through this struggle and pain that salvation and hope were born. Not in spite of the struggle and pain, not around it, but through it. And he said, that resonates with us right now. Kyle and Laura's Christmas may not look festive or filled with carols and hot cider and beautiful decorations and abundant gifts. But Christmas is coming for them, just as surely as it is for those whose hearts are full of nothing but joy tonight. Because Jesus is born to us tonight, just as we are. Whether our lives are full of joy and beauty and wonder, whether they are full of grief and struggle and pain, Jesus is born tonight for the people who have no shelter on Christmas. Jesus is born tonight for the people who have every luxury. Jesus is born for us all tonight to enter into our joy, to laugh with us, to share our delight. And Jesus is born to us tonight to share our griefs and bear our burdens. And through our struggle and pain, to bring salvation and hope. Jesus comes to us tonight as one of us, just as we are, bringing God's own presence to us, God's very self to us, and inviting us to let God love us, inviting us to let God come down, come in, come among us. So tonight, let yourself be overcome with awe and wonder at this great mystery. Christ the Savior is born. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Amen.